Hi, this is Cliff Sarin on ComputerWeekly.com podcast, where you can download and listen to interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. Data has been recovered from a hard disk on the Columbia space shuttle, which exploded in 2003, killing its 7 crew. The data recovery specialist Kroll Ontrak recovered data from the mission stored on a 400 megabyte hard disk that fell to Earth. In today's interview, I'm speaking to Jeff Pedersen, Manager of Data Recovery Operations at Kroll Ontrak. Okay, Jeff, can you tell me when did you first get hold of the disk?
We received the disks in September of 2003, which was approximately 6 to 7 months after the initial accident.
And what was it like when you actually received it?
Well, we received 3 disks, actually, from NASA and their group researchers, and there were 2 of them that were, once we got them unmounted, if you will, from the metal casing that was surrounded them, there was metal that was around these disks that protected them somewhat from the extreme heat and damage, but unfortunately, 2 of the disks were not able to be recovered due to extra extreme heat that had warped the platters, and the other disk that we were able to recover, we basically did have to use like a jaws of life to rip open the metal and expose the hard disk that resided between those metal pieces.
So what sort of temperatures were these disks exposed to?
Well, it's basically re-entry type heat. And so exactly how protected they were and the exact amount of heat, I'm not going to be able to know that for sure. But given the fact that the other 2 disks were more severely damaged than the one that we were able to recover, it goes to the effect basically that it depended upon the environment in which the disks were held as to the heat that was applied to each different part of the disks, because as I said, 2 of them were extremely warped, and 1 of them wasn't, so they were all exposed as generally to the same amount of heat. It was just where they were and how protected they were is what resulted in this particular one having a successful end result.
Sure. So I guess it was. It must have been pretty hot. Now, what was your biggest concern with the disk that you could actually do some work on?
Well, the biggest concern was, as I'd said, the first 2 disks that we had extricated from the metal casing, we'd found that the platters themselves had been warped. And so that's what we assumed we would find with the 3rd one. And we were very pleasantly surprised to find that that had not happened and that it had been protected a little bit more. So the next biggest concern after the warping was that the heat had actually gotten to a point where it had removed the magnetic field from the media, and so even though they hadn't warped, that was the next potential issue we were going to run up against. But we were fortunate again to have that not be the case, and so upon seeing that, then it was just general debris and everything that was on the disk that we had to clean up and remove before we could start the recovery process.
Okay, Jeff, so how long did that recovery process take?
Well, we had our engineers in the clean room here that worked approximately 2 full days on it and put all of our efforts in our clean room towards getting that disk or set of disks actually to be recoverable. And so it was a 2-day effort having them remove the 2 platters from the failed device and then put them very carefully, obviously, into another working casement so that they could hopefully get that data to come up and be live again for a period of time. And so it was approximately 2 full days of effort on our clean room's part.
So I guess it's quite amazing that this data has been recovered and the experiment information could now be sort of published.
Yes, that was fantastic, and like I said, it is the delayed feedback from this particular customer being NASA that it took 5 years for us to get a positive result from that successful recovery, and that's one of the things we don't ever really know from our standpoint. Engineering-wise, we knew this was a success for us 5 years ago, but to have it actually be a success for the customer is really our end goal, our end result, is what really gives the positive feedback for our engineers. So that was fantastic to be able to hear that and know that that had done some amount of good.
And you must be very pleased with the results.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you can obviously look at the pictures and see that data was recovered from that piece of hardware, it's a phenomenal engineering accomplishment, both from the fact that they took precautions on NASA's side to protect the hard disk as they had, and then from obviously from our standpoint, the fact that we were able to take that resultant couple pieces of media, those disks, and clean them up, put them into a different piece of equipment, and have that work using our proprietary technical expertise, that obviously is just a huge win for all of our clean rooms.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.